Okay, so we got to the end of Yudam and Beis, towards the bottom, around eight lines from the bottom. And I think we read this first couple lines. Let's reread it. From Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gadganios, that's his name. At HaShulchan V'HaMenor, oh, we didn't get there, actually. I jumped the gun. We're a little earlier up, right? We read that part? Okay, fine. Yeah. So what we one line we missed, I think, actually, was that this halacha that... that where the where it comes from, where the different, when you use a shrine for particular buildings, Mizbeach and Heichal and Azaros in the Beis HaMikdash, there's one line, there's one last qualification, Amar Rabbi Chiya, one line above where I said Amar Rabbi Chiya. We read this, Klum Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you only violate Me'ilah on the shrine El Besoch Shnaso, only when it's within the year. V'hacha chutz l'shnaso anan kaimin. But here we're talking about a case where it's not within the year. So the idea is as follows. Let's say it's the shrine during a given year. So only if that given year the shrine existed are you violating me'ilah. But let's say the year has passed and there's still shrine from the previous year, there's no longer me'ilah anymore. Why is it me'ilah on the shrine? Because the shrine might be used for things of karbanos. If the year has passed, you no longer use those shrine for karbanos, it's used for the other purposes, and no me'ilah would exist.
Isn't there me'ilah by the
I'm not sure where the funds go to, though. What these funds are used for, I don't know.
Maybe it's not even that.
Right, exactly. Okay, so now what we're up to is Amar Rabbi Chizkiya Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gadgadus. He said that HaShulchan V'HaMenorah V'HaMizbechos V'HaParochos Peruches, all those Ma'akvin Esar Karbanos Divrei Rabbi Meir. That if you were missing any of those items from the Beis HaMikdash, the Karbanos that are being brought are Ma'akiv, it's not a good Karbon. Comes along Chachamim Omrim, Ein Lecha Ma'akev Es HaKarbon Ela HaKir V'HaKan B'Vat. No, not true. The only thing that's Ma'akev HaKarbon is the lack of the sink that was used to wash the hands of the Kohanim. But anything else, the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach, Peruchas, all those things are not Ma'akev HaKarbon. V'Lochein, but doesn't Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi Ben Chanina, Terehin, both of them, Omrim, both of them say, Kol Hain, anything that says Nochach, Ma'akev. If it says Nochach in the pasuk, that's Ma'akev. If it simply says Sela, in Ma'akev. So what says Nochach? So it says Nochach by the menorah. So if it's missing menorah, that's Ma'akev. But it says Sela, Sela is mentioned by the Shulchan, that's not Ma'akev. So we see Rabbi Lazar says differently than what Rabbi Chizkiya and the Chachamim say. And V'amar, furthermore, there's another opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonason V'afilu Tel Ma'akev. Even the psuk that says Tzela, namely the Shulchan, if it doesn't have a Shulchan based on Megdash, that too is Ma'akev. And there's yet another opinion. V'amar Rabbi Eli B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman V'afilu Sima Ma'akev. Who says the word Sima the pasuk, which is said by the case of the Mizbeach Hazav, that's also Ma'akev. So we see a wide range of opinions. If the Beis HaMikdash is missing certain items, it's Ma'akev. So first we had, if it's missing a Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbechos, and the Peruchos, that's Ma'akev. Then we saw, no, only if it's missing the Kir and the Kad. Then we saw, if it's only missing the Menorah. Then we said Menorah and the Shulchan. Then we said Menorah, Shulchan, and Mizbeach. Wide range of Shittas. So the Gemara finally concludes, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kan Bavodas Shebifnim, Kan Bavodas Shebichutz. So the difference is Machlokas. When the Chachamim said that the only things Ma'akev, when he said the Kior and the Kano, the sinks, those are the only things that were Ma'akev, that was in reference to the Avodas Shebifnim.
When it says Sima, it's old. When it says Vayasim, Vayasim et HaMenorah v'gavya Mizbeach HaZahav, Vayasim, it says Vayasim et HaMizbeach HaZahav. This is old. That's what Moshe did on Chanukah HaMizbeach, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But I say this, when it says Sima, means what Moshe did on Chanukah HaMizbeach.
Right, and that's why
he put everything.
That's a reference to the Mizbeach HaZahav. So, Rabbi Chanina explains as follows. These two different machlokas and two brises seem to say they're two different discussions, says as follows. The first machlokas we had, whether or not everything was ma'akev, or whether the kior of a kano was ma'akev.
I'm sorry, ma'akev of what?
The karbon. If you bring a karbon,
you're
missing the mizbeach, or the parochas, or the shulchan is not there, it's ma'akev, the
So you can't bring a mizbeach. You can't bring a korban?
Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. So that first machlokes, whether it's the shulchan, menorah, mizbeach, broches, versus simply the kiruv hakano, that's a machlokes regarding the avodah pinim. That's the inside. The avodah is done inside the heichal, the mizbeach haktoris, the inner mizbeach. So that's a machlokes. That's one debate. The second debate we had was whether it's simply that the menorah is makev, or is it the menorah in the shulchan, or is it menorah shulchan mizbeach? That's a discussion about the avodah shebachutz when you're doing the avodah on the outside mizbeach, mizbeach hachitza. And that's why there are two different debates talking about two different sets of avodah. Okay, that's like Mark concludes. Weiter, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Shachatzis apparently means gases ruach, gaiva. So gaiva gedola, what?
Shachtanu.
Yeah, that's a Hebrew word? Okay. Yeah. So gedola, shachatzis gedola, there was a lot of gaiva. Hayisa bivnei kohanim gedolim, among the house of the kohanim gedolim. Shehayosem ishishim kikarizav, more than 60 things of gold were used. Hayumotsiinba that they used shehayav kivshasha para omed, that the ramp, that paraduma, we said when the paraduma went from the Yushlaim to the Har Mishcha to perform the process of paraduma, v'lohaya echam hem motzi parasa bekivshasha chaveru. One kohen gadol would not use the ramp made by his other kohen gadol. Oh, they each had to build their own separate. This is my ramp. I don't care. Here, destroy it. Rebuild it again.
How many total parot adumot went out? Like only I think like 9 in total.
Right. So either one. So each of those.
No, but like over all the, like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, that's
9 or 10.
It wasn't a lot. It was. There were only like 10 of them. No more than 10 of them. I think 9 was the number.
That's true.
Right.
So ashes like, of Moshe had every single new one had to have some of the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is just a little bit. But I'm not sure how many.
But the new ones were it was very rare. I don't remember the Mishnah myself, but it's very, very few. So I'm, what, on like 2 of them, they spent so much, like, you know, it's not like they had an opportunity to do this every year. Must have happened once or twice.
Maybe Kohen Gadol said, there's going to be one when I'm Kohen Gadol. So I'm going to get Miles the one that's here, and I'm going to make a new ramp.
Right,
that
I didn't really.
Ahead of time.
I bring in the ramp.
That's thinking like a public servant.
Well, by the way, I need the money for the ramp. That's thinking like a public servant.
I'm going to be going to have a go. You'll see, I'll be going to have a go.
And the ramp goes through
the
house.
The guy ahead of me, he wasn't.
And fixes the house and then around it.
Honey, you want a window here next to the ramp?
So however many ramps they had, I'm not sure if it necessarily correlated to the paradumas, but they each had to build their own special, this is my ramp. So Ella Sosa, the Gemara says, Bone Oso Mishalau, he destroyed the previous Kohen Gadol's and built his own. Okay, so Gemara asks, Hesiv Rabbi Ula, Kume Rabbi Mana, Abahatani, doesn't the Brisa tell us? Shimon Hatzadik, he was very different. Gemara, you would talk about, there were not that many, there were a lot of Kohen Gadol because they were all corrupt. Shimon Tzadik was not one of the corrupt ones. I think he was for 80 years at Kohen Gadol. Either 40 or 80, I forget. I think it was 80, though. Shtei Paros also, he did 2 Paros during his lifetime. Lo v'kevesh hotziyazu. Within his own lifetime, he built 2 separate ramps. So you're not going to say it's because of Gaiva. First of all, this is Shimon Tzadik. Secondly, he wouldn't build, why would he have to build the second one in his own lifetime? So that couldn't be the reason why they built it. That's not a true statement that about Gaiva and Gaza Zerach. So perhaps we could say as follows. You can't say he was a Gaiva. So my Kedun, Al Shemalas, what was the reason why they built the ramps? It wasn't because of the Gaiva. Rather, Al Shemala Hebipara. It was a special mala they did. Because Silsal Hebipara, there was a, how do you say Silsal in English? I'm saying, but with silsa, they say it's what? There's some negative connotations to the paraduma. That's what silsa means. No, it's.
I mean, I know. I don't know. Maybe I know the slang of the word silsa. Silsa means like to go around. Like, that's called lesalsel.
Uh-huh.
To make something roundabout. Not straight. Silsul. Uh-huh.
What is Silsal? Do you have there?
Honor.
Oh, that mean honor, yeah? Okay. So, Malahi Bapara, Silsal Bapara, they did a special honor. Why did they do all this honor? Because during the times of the Tzedukim, they used to say the Paraduma, they make fun of the Paraduma, all these different Dinim, we kept to it. they would belittle the paraduma, and they would say, "Ah, you see, they could do it by bituma." Hold on a second. Right, because they would say, right, the first Daf and Yuma says that they argue whether Tivul Yom, person who was Tame, went to the mikvah, and the Shkias Achama didn't come there. It's called Tivul Yom before he goes to the Shkias Achama. They said, the Siddukim said that the person cannot, such a Tivul Yom cannot perform the Paraduma. And we said, based on Sukkim and Torah Shabbat Peh, that a Tivul Yom can perform Paraduma. So just to counter them, we dafka were metame a kohen to perform parduah, make him go to the mikvah. He's a now tivul yom. We're proving we're going. We do things dafka to prove wrong the siddukim to show. But now since you kind of made a tivul yom, still in the end of the day, it's not as good as a pure person who's tahor. We have to compensate for the tivul yom. We did a lot of malos, a lot of kavah we did to overcompensate for that. So for this reason, we said, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but the first Paraduma and the Tivul Yom, the Tumah that took place on that first ramp, we wanted to destroy and start all new, a fresh Paraduma to, I'm not sure how it compensates exactly, but that's the idea behind this of some sort.
Oh, very good.
So what it says here, at least in the Masifta, he quotes from, he's quoting from a bunch of Mefarshim here, that they built a new ramp to let it be known, to make it aware to everybody that you be very careful when it comes to the tire process of the paraduma. Okay, the Gemara continues down and says, Tani, zizin v'ksalim hayu yosim mikan mikan. There were these little things shooting off of the ramp. Kidei shelo
sounds like partitions.
Partitions, yeah. And zizim are usually like a little, what do you say, marpeset almost, a small marpeset to kind of step off to look over. But this I seem to be using as some type of partitions and fences around it. Kidei shelo yatzitzu ha-kohanim v'itamu. So the kohanim don't look over and stick their heads out to mitami the people who are below them underneath the ohel. I think that's what it's saying here, right? Do you have that here?
I think that way they won't come to become tamei.
Ah, itamu, you're right. They themselves don't become tamei.
They put like mechitzot k'talim, like walls on the ramp, like walls
to create this ohel for them, so they're protected from any tumah that no tumah
right,
can come within.
Right, that tumah. It was a special kevish. It was like this bridge was built in a way that this bridge would not be me'ahel or anything that would be like a grave, because it is a kohen that goes on it.
It was like a tunnel.
Right. Uh-huh. The Kohen would have to stay tahor.
Okay.
Right, so the Kohen should remain over the ramp, but nothing should go outside of the ramp. Because otherwise, there is covered tongue.
Right. If he looks over,
right,
he gets tummed. Okay. Says the Gemara, now quotes from the Mishnah we saw yesterday, Rabbi Akiva Omer, a mistakrin. So Rabbi Akiva's of the opinion that if you had leftover funds, you couldn't use it to make profit. He said, oh, take the Hekish funds, invest it, and any of the profits you give to the Hekish. So the problem was, though, let's say you lose the money, so it's not worth the risk.
Municipal bonds.
Okay.
the government shut down.
That's no guarantee, right. So says Gemara El Imratza, if he wants, Yehei Hefzeh Shalo V'Aschal Hekish. He could take the following, say, I'm the Gizbar. Any loss, I'll take the loss. Any gain goes to the Hekish. If he wants to make such an investment.
Nice guy.
So then he could do it. So, v'aschar l'hekdesh mutter. Then that's permitted. K'hadah bar zimna. There was once in such a time.
The gizbar, right?
The gizbar, yeah. I believe the gizbar would be doing this, yeah. K'hadah bar zimna. There was this one time. It's pocket gabe medal di osman that a person was given the responsibility, charged with the responsibility to watch over the property of Yisomim, of his orphans. And Asa, Vishal, the Rabbi Mana, and he asked his mutter to take their money and invest it properly. So Amalei, it says to him, in, you can, ba'is di, hafzeh didach, v'agra di tarvech and shari. If you take the losses upon yourself and then give them the profits, then shari, that's permitted.
Well,
but it is the arevach l'shneichem.
Oh, they could split it?
If he makes money...
Sure.
Okay, he could get some of the money, and then...
I mean, I was going to say, like, why would you... it's nice to be altruistic and a big tzaddik, but why would he take the risk of having to pay it all by himself if he doesn't get any profit?
So the additional profit... So obviously the keren itself, that goes to the Yisomim's money, but the profit, he could split any profit that's made, he and the Yisomim could split it.
He gets 98%, they get 2%.
I made depends something. On the deal. 2% is better than 0%.
That's true.
Difference in noise, no one.
Yeah.
There was
crazy. It's crazy how you don't hear it, but it's like such a buzz.
Wow. That's so quiet all of a sudden. So Rabbi Chia, for Ada Ispakid, gave a model the Yasmin of Avid Kane. So he actually did this. He took the money, he invested it, and he split the dividends. Says the Gemara, Moser Pero. So it was a discussion, a little confusing the Mishnah, what you do with the leftover funds of various collections. So when it came to the Moser Peros, the Gemara is going to explain that the Moser Peros was, let's say you made money off of this hektish. According to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that you were allowed to make money off of this. What do you do with those extra funds? So the Mishnah said you use it for the Ketam Mizbech. You use it for when the times Mizbech was quiet, it was silent, no activity. You'd buy some karbanos and just keep the Mizbech active. So the Gemara explains, Masnis in our Mishnah is the Rabbi Shmuel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Pasar Masnisa, he explained our mission as follows, that Moser Peros means Schar Hektish. That we said, when you make profit of the Hektish, that's what Moser Peros means, the leftovers of the profit used from Hektish. And he also explains that Moser Nesachim Zu Se'ar Revis. And what's Moser Nesachim? The Mishnah says you take the leftovers in Nesachim, you do whatever with it. So what is that referred to? That's Se'ar Revis. What does Se'ar Revis mean? Service means, let's say they make a deal with a guy who sells the wine. He says, I'll sell for $1, you give me 3 se'ah of wine. That's the deal throughout the whole year, and I just have that same set rate. Let's say wine goes down in value, whereby I can buy $1 for 4 se'ah now. So wine is cheaper. The same dollar, but for more wine. So in that case, he has to change. He has to give you according to the regular market rate. If, however, it goes up in value, he keeps it the same, but it could get cheaper. So what happens is, the dollar I gave ends up being 4 sa'a of nesachim. There ends up being a lot of extra surplus of wine.
That's only in hektesh.
In hektesh, right. So then, that's what means most revis refers to this sa'a revis, when the goes up and goes down in value, that leftover wine, you do whatever the mission says to do with it.
Let the seller beware, basically? Like, he has to give them out, now that's market. But if it was reverse, where the value of wine goes up, then he keeps it at 3.
Exactly.
That's what he's obligated to.
Exactly. It's like the opposite. I remember when I used to have oil heat.
Yeah.
So you have to set a value, but if it goes, it keeps it low. It can't go above that amount.
Right.
But if it goes lower, you can take the cheaper amount. You could have like a...
So that's the same?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Exactly.
It is the same thing.
Same thing, yeah. So that same idea.
Right. The difference is that on the oil, they had to pay a little surcharge because they bought futures.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, they managed. Yeah, they didn't do it.
I'm sure they did.
They didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice. I had to buy the oil.
No, I got you. And then he switched to gas.
After Hurricane Sandy, I needed a whole new system. I switched to gas. Right.
My aunt pays her rent in Israel in dollars in the beginning of the year for the whole year, and it happens to her every year at the end of the year if the dollar value goes up or down. Like, her landlord comes and he just gives it to her, but he doesn't. If the same thing. Like, if the value goes, if he loses, he doesn't do anything about it, but if she loses, he gives her back the money.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty, I guess people do this.
Okay, so same idea. So when the Mishnah used the term Moser Peros, and Rabbi Chia says that Moser Peros means the Schar Hektish, so that's according to Rabbi Shmuel, because only Rabbi Shmuel allowed you to make profit off of Schar Hektish, as opposed to Rabbi Kiva, and I think Rabbi Shu in the Mishnah says you couldn't.
You couldn't, right.
So that's why it means that Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Chia. However, Rabbi Yochanan Pasar Masnisa, he explains our mission a different way. He says, Moser Peros Zu Seravias. No, Moser Peros, that means the extra wine, the extra Nesachim. If you made the deal and it went down in value, then you have extra wine. Moser Nesachim, what does that mean? That means Leberutzim. You might remember the word Berutzim from the Gemara's and Menachos, the Gemara's in Yuma. I think Berutzim meant there, let's say you do a Kemitza, and you have some flour stuck between your fingers, that's called Berutzim, like extra. So here, Beirutzim means apparently they have two kalim when they fill up the wine. One kalim in the middle and one on the outside. You pour the wine for the measuring and it slightly flows over. The outer kli catches that actual wine. So that's what it means when it says Beirutzim. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Peros means Servis. Moser Nesachim means Beirutzim, the overflow of wine. But doesn't mean, nothing here means the Schar Hektish, because he was of the opinion, assumingly, that he thought that you couldn't make profit off of Schar Hektish. So Amar Rabbi Chizki says, Mad Nafel Servis, Nafel Beirutzim. So whatever din was Servis, whatever you would use for Servis, the same halach would apply to Beirutzim. Okay, there you go. The last layer of Yechiah Bar Yosef Beirutzim. So he completely. What does he do about Beirutzim? He doesn't even address that. So answers Rabbi Chizkiya, Mad Nafal Seravius Nafal Beirutze. The same thing. Whatever he held, the Seravius went to. Same thing that Beirutzim went to as well. To ask the Gemara.
So yeah. That's why they didn't separate in the Mishnah both.
Right. It's the same exact din. Mosim Sachem really means Seravius, and it also means Beirutzim, right. according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef and Rabbi Chizkiya's understanding.
I'm sorry, all these motarot we're talking about, are we talking about the physical nesachim, or are we talking about the money that was used for these nesachim?
I think it depends on which case it we're talking about. The Mosin nesachim, when we say the seravis there, I thought that actually meant the actual yain, and berutim also means the actual yain that's
right.
Spilled over.
But according to Rishma, for sure it's money.
Right, exactly. Most of schar hekdesh is referring to money.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on the case, I guess. So the Gemara says now, Al daite de Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, nicha, everything makes sense that when it said Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef was the first opinion that there's Mosar Peros, Schar Hekdesh and Seravis, it makes sense that when the Rabbi Kiva comes along at the end of the mission and says, Ein Mistakrin Bishel Hekdesh, Af Lo Bishel Niyim, you can't make profit off of Hekdesh and you can't make profit off of Tzedaka, the Fikach, Zev Zeh Lo Hayu Modin, Biperos. So we say they don't mow it by peros. That should be Kiva or Mchanina, which means that they don't agree by most of peros because they don't think you could make profit off of hektish. That's
right.
What it means. Okay, that makes sense. However, Al Daita B'Yochanan, who interpreted peros to mean the Saravis, Kasha, right. What do you mean they don't do it?
Yeah, because Rakiva should also hold like that, right?
Right, no, later on, because in a Mishnah we'll see later on, V'Hatanin, don't we have a Mishnah later on that says, Amdu Megimel, Yisapik midalid. Let's say you had a value, you had the set a 3 sale for a dollar, and then it went up to a dollar for 4. And the Mishnah says later on what the halacha is that we taught what to do there in the later Mishnah. So why do we have to teach in the Mishnah here about tanin and zev zel lo hayu modim peros? Why teach it twice? So Mishnah, if we say moser peros means this change of value of the yayin, and that's what the Mishnah here is talking about. Later on, the Mishnah explicitly deals with that case of changing the value. Why does the same Mishnah talk about two different things?
Once, what did Rabbi Akiva say in that Mishnah?
Rabbi Akiva said you can't make profit off of the thing.
But here in the case of the yain, there is no risk. If it goes down, you get more, and if it goes up, you still get 3.
No, right, ain't a chanami. But then,
but there's no risk with the money investing either, because if he loses, he has to pay it on his own.
Yeah, but you're still kind of.
You're dealing with the money of Hekdesh, but you're.
But
it's still.
No, I'll tell you the problem is the fact that the Mishnah, after it says you can't make profit off of the Hekdesh, the Mishnah concludes the following language. Lefichach, it says, Zev is Elo Hayimodim Beperos. They don't agree when it comes to Peros. Sounds like the debate is about Peros. But if you're defining Peros to mean Seravis, the change of value of Yayin, if that's what Peros is a catchphrase for the Yayin, then why does the Mishnah later on explicitly address how to deal with the Seravis?
It should be included in this Mishnah.
So why repeat the same thing? And Peros means Seravis, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
So why is there another Mishnah?
So it's doubling up. So says the Gemara.
If it already means Saravit, why are we talking about Saravit over here and trying to explain it as Saravit?
Exactly. So says the Gemara, when it says, Lo hayu modim beperos, that doesn't mean they entirely disagree with the concept of peros. Now, peros, we're saying, means Saravis. The loch, you're right, is dealt with later on. What it means is, beperos beketz mezbech, ava modim hayu beklisharis. What it means is they reject the concept of peros, that you don't use the peros. The leftover Seravis, you don't use that for the Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach active. Rather, that money is being used for Klisharis. They don't reject Seravis. They can't reject Seravis, because the Mishnah later on says, Seravis, you keep the money, use it. You could. What it means is they don't agree that you use it for the Ketz Mizbeach, but they agree you do use it for Klisharis. And the Mishnah later on will explain exactly how to do that. That's how they wiggle out of this question.
They don't agree with the application of that. They don't agree that
exactly.
You apply it towards Ketz Mizbeach. They say towards Klesharet.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what, so when the word peros is being used here, it doesn't mean the schar off of hakesh.
It's very, very. When you read the Mishnah, it really doesn't give that impression.
Right. You're right. It does sound like a difficult read.
I'm just wondering, like, all of these things have to do with Bet HaMikdash. All of them have to do with the kedusha of it. Like, what difference does it make if I use it for Kli HaSharet, or if I use it for Ketz Mizbeach, or if I use it to buy some more candles, or if I use it to fix the walls? Like, what difference does it make?
Obviously it does.
And Achinami, like, I don't agree.
We'll vote for you.
Like, why don't they explain themselves? Why don't they agree that it should be used for Ketz Mizbeach?
Yeah, there's very little explanation here.
Ketz Mizbeach was really giving job to the Kohanim when there was no reason. The Kli HaSharet, you really, it was the whole different thing. You really were doing, you were buying something that remains, and it's Hekdesh. So one thing is money that comes and goes to the, you know, okay, make a Mizbeach, but there's nothing left after that.
But there's the Kedusha of keeping the Bet HaMikdash active. Imagine you walk in, it's like, the lights are off, there's nobody here. Like,
right.
Wow.
I think that that's why a lot of them agreed. On the other hand, some people would say, well, you're using money that it's not staying, that it's going, I mean, that's the way I would see it.
I don't know, I have no...
I actually view the Ketz HaMizbeach more important than the Kli HaSharet.
But that's why probably some people held that way.
That's where we differ, you see? That's
no, I don't disagree with you. I'm just trying to explain both sides.
Some people like to see a plaque where they put something.
Right.
You walk, there's a plaque. The Ketz HaMizbeach, where's my
it's
plaque?
Gone.
Where's my
right.
stuff?
There's nothing there. No, it's gone.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, you had a lot of cover. You kept the Mesa Bigness going last night. Okay, I know that.
They should come to Ish Kodesh. There's no plaques here anywhere.
This chair belongs to.
Okay, let's go. Says Ad Kedon. So apparently this makes sense. Beirutei Tzibor. So when it comes to the leftovers in the Sachem of a Karbanos Tzibor that overflowed. So then Vafil Beirutei Yachin, Beirutei Yachin, even the leftovers of the Nesachim of a individual carbon, a singular carbon, the Lo Nimtzu Kli HaSharet Bar Misha Yachid.
They're saying that it's not used for Ketz Mizbeach. That's where the machloket is, right? It's being used for Kli HaSharet. So he's saying, okay, that's fine with Birutzei Tzibur. If you're talking about those leftovers of Tzibur for the Kli HaSharet, because the Kli HaSharet are the Tzibur's tools, I guess.
I see.
I think that's what it sounds like.
So if you're saying Birutzei Mizbeach, Birutzei Tzibur, Birutzim are being used for Kli HaSharet, so I understand that the Birutzim of a Tzibur can turn into a Kli HaSharet. But are you going to tell me the Beirut of a particular of a Yachid that's going to transfer into Kli HaSharet? Never do we find that case to be.
That makes sense, though, because of what we learned before. It's not, this is not the Korban Atzmo, this is the Kli Shimush.
Yeah. Answers the Gemara, Kihada, no, like we said earlier also. The Tanina, the Mishnah says, Isha, it's a Mishnah Yuma, Isha she'asasa ketonis lebna, she makes a begadim for Kohen Gadol, her son, Kshera, ubevad shim serena letzibor, here also, you could, as long as it's given over with a full heart, so then that will work also. Even the Beirutei Yachid, it works as well. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedon Beirutei Lach.
Okay.
So when it comes to yayin, leftovers of the yayin, that overflows. But Vafil Beirutei Yavesh, let's say even dries up a sheer of the solace, the flower that's dry, even that's going to be used for the Kli HaSharet. So the Gemara says, Ki ahi de tanin and taman, like the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Menachos, Hanesachim shekitshu bekli, that the wine that was Mekadesh in a kli, benimsa hazevach pasul, and turns out that the carbon that it was supposed to accompany ends up being pasul. Im yesh sham zevach acher, if there's another mibhema that you could couple up with this nesachim, yikruvimo, you put them together. Vimlav, if not, lanu yufsulu belina, then you just let the nesachim sit overnight. Overnight it gets a psulina by the morning time, and then you simply disqualify it. So the fact here that we simply say that psulina only applies when something's already been miskadesh in a Kli HaSharet. But when it comes to a shear that's yavish, a dry thing like flour, it's not miskadesh in a Kli HaSharet, and lina would not apply to it. So they prove from here that Ein Achnami, right, that Beirutei Lach, only Beirutei Lach, leftovers of overflow of the a liquid, can turn into Kli HaSharet, but that of a yavish shear, dry shear, does not turn into Kli HaSharet.
What was the whole question about this?
The question was, when the Gemara said above that the Beirutim, these overflows, turn to Kli HaSharet, the Gemara says, is every single Beirutim all overflows of things? So the first Gemara said, what, is there a difference between Beirutze Yachid and Beirutze Tzibor? The Gemara, we dealt with that. What about Beirutze Lach versus Beirutze Yavish? Is the same
but,
din?
But what, so what is the question? Meaning the what, that it's not worth any money, or is that...
What do you do with your leftover, the overflow?
Or that the one that's left over has no value, and therefore you should be just, you should just be able to dispose of it.
But that's what I wanted to know, whether the Beirutze, this din of Beirutze turning into Klisharis, does that apply also to Beirutze Yavesh, a dry
shear? Right, so the question on the Beirutze Yavesh, is it because it has no value, or is it because you cannot value it, or is it because it becomes almost like Hefker and you can just do whatever you want?
So they're answering because there's no Kiddush in the first place.
Right, so the question is basically that you should be able to just use whatever you want because it has no Kiddush.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, new mission now. This is... another confusing mission.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
yes.
I get it now. Who adin birutzei yavesh enan kadoshim. So yavesh are not kadosh.
Right. So you should be able to just do whatever you want.
Throw them out.
Exactly.
Right. Wow.
Okay. Says the new Mishnah, confusing Mishnah. Well, it's raised 635.
They're all confusing, so don't worry.
Yes, right. Moser haketores. You have leftover ketores. By the end of the year, you know they have the. They separate. In the beginning of the year, they would grind all the spices, have a whole compartment. I'm a safe. It's probably a lot of spices. By the end of the year, you have some leftover ketores. The actual spices are leftover. What do you do with them? Exactly, right. Three of them you use for the Yom Kippurim. Then when you take Yom Kippur, you do dak, you take chafnav, there's remainders of that. Exactly. So the remaining ketores, what do you do with that? So most ketores, mahayu osimba, what do you do with that? Mafrishim mimenu schar ha'umnim. You separate from it the payment for the workers.
This was in we learned it in the Daf a year ago, 2 years ago.
Comes up in Shavuos. We learned in Shavuos.
No. We learned, I think it was somewhere else. Uh-huh. I remember clearly learning this.
Krisis. It could be Krisis also. Krisis and Shavuos. And Mi'il also tells me Mesar Sashas as well.
Krisis.
Okay. So you, what you do is you mafrish mimenu. You take from this leftovers of ketores. You leave aside the value of what you owe the workers who put together, who made the spices. Umechalin osa. You take the ketores now al malsa umnim, on the monies that were set aside for the workers. Vinos nosa. You give the ketores which is now mechulela, so loss of kedusha. Again, the kedusha went to the money. Now you give the actual ketores to the le'umnim b'scharan. You pay them back with actual spices. Now I've worked hard on my spices, and now here you have spices. And then v'chozrin, and then lokano. So you buy them back the mitshuma l'chadasha. Because the issue was that the ketores of each year needs to be bought with the monies of each year. So I have leftovers from the previous year. I can't use that for the upcoming year, but I could use the spices. So I take the kedusha off the ketores, put it on certain money. I give the ketores to the umnim. I now take new money machzit shekel. Pay the umnim, buy back the ketores. So what happens as follows. The ketores now is newly bought with new kedusha on it, New Year's. The
same
umnim,
toret.
Same exact ketores, but now it has different, newer kedusha.
Got it.
The umnim, the workers, get paid their money, and that's everything
money.
Works.
And
the other money... Oh, the Gemara is going to address what to do with
so
the other money.
Yeah, right, where it goes.
Betek Abayas, I think the Gemara is going to tell us. Yeah. Fine, so says the Gemara now, Vimba Chodesh Bismano. So what happens... Day 29 days of Adar. The next day is either 30th of Adar or it's the first day of Nisan. What do you do that very last day? Which funds do you use? If it's the first day of Nisan, you have to use the new funds.
Meaning if before it's Mekudesh.
Exactly.
When there is still a Safek, if it's Rosh Chodesh.
Right. So what do you do? So Mishnah says, Im Bachodesh Bismano, if it comes in the right time, which means day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, it's not the 30th of Adar, it's Rosh Chodesh. So then, lo kano samit shuma chadash. You have to use the new fund because it's the new year. It's Aleph Nisan. Vimlav, if it does not come in its time, it doesn't come until day 31, which day 31 is really the first of Nisan. Day 30 is Adar. Then, vimlav min hayishana. Use the old funds. Okay. That's how the Mishnah concludes.
But the Ketores was early in the morning.
Ketores was early in the morning and in the evening.
Yeah.
Right. So what happened? What happened before the it's still not answered. Because what happens if it gets dark and you have to the ketores and there's still no eidim and the eidim come later?
Right.
The Gemara, I guess.
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
And the Gemara
maybe they leave off one amount. You know, one amount for that ketores tatamid. Everything else, they already do the whole exchange of old to new.
Right.
But We'll see. Maybe they'll say so.
That reminds you of the question of the shear. The Gemara is in debate to talk about they messed up one year in the shear. So Yochanan ben Zakkai said you can't accept the Edim after Mincha time anymore. Right. So I wonder if this is similar to Kana as well. I don't remember even ever being addressed. But so the Gemara says, "Velo nimsa hektesh mischal hektesh." So Gemara is very confused. The Gemara says you take some money, hektesh money, and then you chal the ktoris kedusha onto the money. But the money we're being michal onto.
What's the Gemara talking about now? Which part of the Mishnah?
On the Mosek Torah, that they mafrishin min eschar and michal nosa al maos. That line.
Okay, so
you take the Torah and you michal remove the kedusha from Torah and put that on money. The money that's being used though is money from the hekdesh money. How could you be michal Torah kedusha on top of already existing kedusha's money?
Why that's is it assuming that it's hekdesh money? Maybe it's the money that belonged to Kohanim or something, or to the. You know, Baal HaShulchanot, the loaners.
Oh, no, because what's saying is you're giving...
That's the Gemara assumes.
Okay.
That's what it is. So, they are using Hekdesh money. And how could the Torah be Michal onto that Hekdesh money?
Okay.
Right. Now, what's saying is that the money that they were supposed to give the workers for payment
mm-hmm.
is already coded.
Right. And that money.
And the money. So you
and now you're going to put the kodesh of the ktorid on this kadosh
right.
money. What's the deal?
We don't, okay. Right.
Says the Gemara. Right. So Ketzatu. So how do you do this? So Amar Rebbe Shimon bar Bisna Mevi Maos. You bring money, kedusha, with the kedusha on them. Umechalal in al habinyan. You take that kedusha off of it and put that onto the building, base of Migdash.
Okay.
Umevi ktaris. Then you bring the ktaris. Now you have malos achula now. Umechal alayan. Then you take the kedusha of the ktaris, mechal onto the now newly chulin money. Venos and also then you give the ktaris l'umnim bischarin to pay them the reward, and then osan amalos ma yaseh ben. So that money now that. The Kodesh now of the Ketores on that. What do you do with it? So says Rebbe Omer Ani, Yinasu the base Garmu, will the base Avtinas. You give it to the house of Garmu, which I think they built.
They made the Lechem Panim.
Exactly.
Avtinas made the Ketores.
Exactly. Sheyu Bekin Bepitim HaKetores V'mais Lechem Panim. Exactly like the Gemara says. You pay them. They were the Bekin in these dinim. Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe during the entire week before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would go to Beis Avtinos, this Lishcha, and they'd teach him how to do the Ketores properly. They were the Bekim. So that's where you do the money that has now, the money again was Hekdesh. They took the Hekdesh, put it onto the building. They took the Ketores, the old Ketores, put that Kedusha Ketores onto this money. Now this money has Ketores Kedusha to it. You pay back the people, Beis Avtinos and Beis Garmu, for their work they did. But
what can they do with this money? It's got Kodesh on it.
1 second. The money, you take the Ketores, right? And you take money from the Lishka, and you give it for the Beis Hamikdash, which is chulin, right? You do it for some.
So again, the money.
You take the money from the Lishka,
right?
And you use it for the you give it for the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, you put it into the building, the bricks
right.
or
and,
stones.
And then how? Okay, and then that money gets freed.
Right. Then you take the Ketores, old Moser Ketores. And transfer the Kedusha of Ketores onto this money.
Okay, right.
Now, this money, we're saying, is being paid to these
right.
workers.
Right.
He's
okay.
asking, so how do you use that money if it has Hekdesh on it?
I'm sorry, and now this free Ketoret is given to the Umnim?
No, what you do is you take that money, and the Umanim get paid, they get paid Ketores.
But this is different, these are different workers.
No, but I'm trying to figure out. Let's start from the beginning. I know it's not time, but let's do the whole process. You take money and you buy bricks from the Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is. Then you have that money is chulin, right? You take that money. You take the ktoris and you pay the umanim, right?
No. Before that, you first take the kedusha of the ktoris, put it on the chulin money. Now the ktoris is chol.
Okay, right. So you take the ktoris, you put the chol in money, and then you give the ktoris chol, and you give it to the umani. Now the money is kadosh because you
ktoret.
Ktoris kedusha on it now.
Because of the ktoris kedusha.
Right.
And then you take that money and you give it to base
Avtinos and base Garmo.
To base Avtinos. Okay.
For what?
So,
but I'm still left with I still don't have ktoret for this year.
Right, not yet. Until you now, we paused. The Mishnah told us, you buy that old ktoret with new money from the umnim.
From the, no, from the new money from the shkalim that we have. I'm sorry.
Exactly,
right?
New money.
יש להשתמש בהם לשלם שכר לאומני בית גרמו ולאומני בית אבטינה שהיו בקיאים.
Those are not the umanim we're talking about.
I guess it's different ones. One with the teachers and one with the workers.
No. Bedinam litol schara mitrumat alishka. So that was, they were also getting money from Hekdesh.
No, but I guess the question is, when you get money from Hekdesh, how are you allowed to use that money? I guess once they pay you for your work,
it's the same thing with that. When you get money from Trumat Alishka, because once you pay them, you're using it for something in Kodesh.
But what are they doing with this money? They can't do anything.
It must lose the Hekdesh once you pay.
Because what happens, they're giving a service for Hekdesh, so they're getting paid for it.
But I thought you can't pay for service with money of Hekdesh. You can pay for physical items. That's why we can't just pay them with this money.
But it looks like you can. They were taking money from Tumash Aliska. Let's see what force says. תשלום שכר אומנים אלא יכול להשתלם גם ממעות תרומת הלשכה ממש, ולא רק למעות שחיללו עליהם כתורת תרומת הלשכה, אלא הכוונת הגמרא היא שאם הוצרכו לחלל מותר הכתורת, אזי כדי שלא תשארנה מעות החילול בלא תכלית. מסעדים שלא ישלמו לאומנים אלא ממעות תרומת הלשכה ממש, אלא ישתמשו לכך במעות שחיללים את מותר הכתורת.
So tomorrow there's a debate, I think, whether or not you can pay melacha with it. So let's say you were assuming you can pay work service with maos. I would have to assume that using hekdesh money, when you pay the workers, that loses its kedusha and can now be used for whatever they want. And in terms of your question about the umnim, it must be that the people who lived in Beis Aptinos, they're probably the teachers of how to do it. And the umnim were the ones who actually did the mixing of the spices and grinding of the spices. That's what I'm going to guess.
Okay.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak Vehein Sheyu Chayavin Lehen Maos Misha Rishono. Now, you can only use the money now that we're paying these workers of the base Garmu and base Aptinus if they already had an outstanding collect chiv.
That explains because, right.
They're paying for a service that's done, but to prepay them, that would not be allowed. You can't prepay them.
אך אם לא היה חייבים להם שכר תמורת עבודה שנה, אין לשלם להם עמד אלו, right?
Okay. So then the Gemara says, also
Rabbi Chiya Bar Abaye,
Bar lo hayu chayv lehem mos mishar rishona. So he says, what's the din? Let's say they're not chayv. Let's say you have outstanding money. Well, you don't owe them any money. What are you supposed to do with the money now? So also Rabbi Bab, B'shem Rabbi Chiya, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Makit, M'kaitzin, Ben Ezem, Mizbeach. Anything you have, don't know what to do, you just keep the Mizbeach active. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bab, Bar Kohen, Ba'i Kumi, Rabbi Yossi, asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, Mechalfa, Shita, Say, Rabbi Chiya, Bar Ba. How could you actually think, switch his Shita around? Because Taman, there, Tzrichalei, in the beginning, you need the money, V'kop Shitalei. So what's the question here?
Pshitato shel Rabbi Chiya bar Abaye mitchalefet mimakom lemakom lechora taman tzricha sham b'shelat din ha'avodah.
Initially, Rabbi Chiya had a question what to do with the money. Now, all of a sudden, he switches shita. He says, oh, I know what to do with the money. Just use it for the kites mizbeach. I think that's the question here.
He's asking a question, right? Mm-hmm. He's asking, what if they were not owed any money? And then comes Rav Bibi, B'shem Rav Chiya, in the name of Rav Chiya, in the name of Rav Yossi, and he says, it sounds like he already has an answer. What is he asking for? No? Isn't that what it sounds like?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He has a shita. What is he asking a question for?
Yeah, okay. So Gemara explains then, Ha ditzricha lai b'klisharis, when he asked the question that is regarding klisharis, when he had a bother answer that is regarding kites mizbech, what does that mean? So it's pashut that any money can be used for the kites mizbech. That was pashutim. He just wasn't sure if the money could be used also for klisharis. That was his shaila. Okay. So this shaila, whether or not the leftovers can be used for the klisharis, that was a suffix that was addressed in another context. The ispalgun pitma bechulin, the following debate. Let's say Pitcha Bechulin. They did all the grinding and preparations of the Ketores in a Chulin, not Klisharis. That was permitted, according to the first opinion. Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Hananya Amar Psula, it's possible. So as follows. So when you had money, let's see how this works here. Okay, I see. So a kli sharis can only come, you can only take money, turn into a kli sharis, if the money had kedusha from a kedusha zaguf. So the question is as follows. You have ketores, leftover ketores. The suffix is ketores considered something as kedusha zaguf or not kedusha zaguf? That's the shaila. How do you know? So we'll see in a second.
What are the options?
It could be kedusha zaguf. It could be regular chol until I actually use it. Let's say as follows. Can when I make
you prefer the ketores, but the ketores... The ketores prepared with money from Hekdesh.
Spices.
But it's just okay.
How do I know whether that's kedusha zaguf? If it's prepared in klisharis, the klisharis makes it kedusha zaguf.
Right.
If it's in chulin, it's not kedusha zaguf.
Right.
So now the nafkamin is, in addition to what kli you use, when I transfer it to something else, can that transfer turn into a klisharis? Because you need kedusha zaguf to ultimately go into klisharis. So again, if I use ketores, I made it in a klisharis, which now gives the ketores kedusha zaguf, and
it's
left over, I can now transfer the money to buy klisharis. If, however, the ketores is made in a chulin, the type of a kalim, and did have kedusha zaguf, so the most of the leftovers cannot be transferred into klisharis.
It has to be ketz mizbeach.
Exactly. So that's exactly what that's the suffix. Yeah, he wasn't sure. So that's exactly the machlokas we had here. Let's read again. This palgun, there is a debate. Machlokas amarayim, pitma b'chulun. The first opinion said you could prepare the ketores in chulun, and therefore it is not kedusha zaguf, and therefore it can only be used for ketz mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Hanani amar psul. It's possible if it's made in chulun, because it has to be made in klisharis, and therefore ketores has kedusha zaguf and can ultimately be transferred into a klisharis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar kshera that it's kasher even in a chulun. Mm-hmm. That's the debate.
My tama.
So where's the Gemara? My tama. What's the reason Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chinina who says it has to be in klisharis? Because the pasuk says kodesh he shetehe havayasa bekodesh, that the preparations havayasa have to be done in the kodesh. My tama Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi who says that even chulin works because he held kodesh he shetehe bab mitshumas alishka, that fund has to be funded by money, but doesn't have to actually be made in klisharis of kedusha and doesn't have kedusha saguf. Gemara says is then another machlokas also with the same debate, which is as follows: Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Bei Rabbi Bon, also the Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Kishmuel, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Paskins like Shmuel, who held it was possible needs to be in klisharis. He held like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held like Rabbi Yochanan. How are you connecting this now? Because Shmuel held that the how do we see this? So let's see. The Tanya, the Mishnah is going to tell us tomorrow's daf. Ha-maktish nesachav, nechassav. A person is maktish all his nechassim. V'hayu bahen dvar meruin lekarbonos tzibur. They have certain things that are roi for karbonos tzibur in his property. What does that mean? So it's a debate. Rabbi Yochanan mar ketores. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say, in my own personal property, I have spices. How could that spice be used for ketores? It wasn't prepared in the klisharis. I made it in my own backyard. Rabbi Yochanan says that's because you don't have to prepare ketores in a klisharis. My own backyard, I can make ketores. And that's how we see Rabbi Yochanan is aligned with the opinion of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that you don't need a klisharis. As opposed to Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, he says...
So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that it says... it means that it was ketores.
He says which right. Things? Ketores. Ketores in my backyard. I didn't prepare any klisharis. I used my mill in my backyard. It's a chulin. The fact that he allows that ketores in my backyard to be used for the actual ketores in the base of Mikdash tells me that a ketores does not require klisharis.
According to him.
According to
you know why he's saying that? Because he's learning that because ketores would be the only thing that would be only obvious for Korban Tzibur, because if you had anything else, you could do it for Korban Yachid.
Uh-huh.
That's why it explained.
But once he allowed Ketores to be an answer, so how is he allowed,
right.
Then
so,
it
so,
must
so,
be chulin.
So first he's explaining why, because the only thing that would only be for Tzibur is Ketores. And the fact that he's saying that it's Ketores, we see that that he allows it to be.
What about mine? Didn't they do Nisuch HaMayim only for the Tzibur in Sukkot once? That's it?
Only once, only 7 days during Sukkot.
But I guess mine, one would think he's just drinking them, right? Maybe Ketoret is sniffing.
They had come from a particular place, though. The Mayim is brought down through the Shahar Mayim. There's a particular...
That's right, that's right.
So then the Gemara says, well, who's the other opinion here? Has Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, how is he going to explain this Mishnah if he says that Ketores can only come from Klisharis?
I don't know if we did Rabbi Yoshaya, Tifater Be'uman.
No, he's going to answer. I'm saying, Amar Yoshaya, he's going to answer Tifater. No, don't say it's a regular guy's backyard and Ketores in a Stam Kli. It's talking about Be'uman Mishal Beis Avtinos. Shahiya Notel B'Schar Ketores. He would get paid from the Ketores. So when he'd be making the Ketores in the first place, I guess, he must have been making it with Klisharis. Is that the answer?
Get paid with Ketores that was already hectic.
So he's explaining that the Uman would jump ahead, he would be makdish his nechasim in the first place and make them into klisharis. Is that what it's saying here?
No, my question is how could he get paid with. I don't understand. Shayna tishcharo be Ketores shel hamikdash, kefi shel hamadu mishnatainu, ubi yot Ketores zu vershuto hekdesha, harei shefshar leamid et hamishna be Ketores she. שחותמה בקודש ואחר כך באה לידי יחיד בתורת חולין ואין איפה הכרח מעצם המשנה שכתורת שחותמה שלו בקודש.
He says here he needs funds.
I still don't get how he could get.
He needs funds to buy the spices. He didn't have the funds. I'm working with the base of Migdash here. So pay, give me the money, I'll buy the funds. I'm not taking out of pocket.
I'll buy material with your money.
Yeah. Exactly. So the Hekdesh gave him the money from Trusa Leshka to buy the material needed, the spices, to create the stuff in his backyard. Once the Ketores was bought with the monies of the Hekdesh, that gave a Kedusha's goof right off the bat. And that's why that's the case. So it wasn't talking about a regular my spices in my backyard made of chulin. From the beginning, it had a Kedusha's goof on it. And that's how he wiggles out of it. This particular Mishnah is not a proof that it can be made in chulin kalim. And the Gemara concludes this saying, what turned out is Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chinya aligns with Kishmuel. They pass in the same way that Chulin works, and you don't need Klisharis. Damar Rav Huna b'shem Shmuel machteshes asu also Klisharis l'kadish. The other way around. That they hold that it can only be made in Klisharis. Since they hold that Ketores can only be made with Klisharis, that Ketores has Kedusha Zaguf to it, then you can eventually any leftovers can be used to make Klisharis. Okay. The machteshes asu, they made the grinder like a klisharis. That had the status of klisharis.
So that it should become already hekdesh by using it.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so we go a little further maybe? We still have a few minutes?
We should go to the end of the page.
So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon Amra Rabbi Chuna Kumei Rabbi Yossi says as follows. Davarsh kadesh b'kli sharis nifte? I don't understand. If something has a kedushas kli, it went into a klisharis, you can't be poed to these things.
Right, it's like it's already... That's it.
Kedusha Zaguf is done. How can you talk back and forth? How can you take the Ketores and be pulled into the Chulin and it doesn't work?
Yeah.
So Amar Lei, Velo Shmuel, he does not hold of Shmuel. The Shmuel, Amar Kalhu, B'mosar.
What's on this Shmuel? This Shmuel is from the Mishnah or what?
This Shmuel, I'm not sure where the Shmuel is from, but apparently he holds...
Al-Shitat Shmuel. Which is Shitat Shmuel?
This opinion that allows you to be pulled there, the Kedusha Zaguf of Ketores, that goes with Shmuel, who held...
It's going on the previous Masse?
Not the Shmuel we mentioned before. This is a new opinion of Shmuel.
Ah, okay.
That he held the Shmuel Amar Kal Hu B'Mosar. He was leaning when it came to Mosar. Even normally, right, Kedusha Zaguf, you cannot be Poder. When it comes to Kedusha Zaguf, that ends up being Mosar, that surplus and leftover, that he is a special cool, you can be Poder in this case. So that's why you're allowed to be Mosar, Poder, the Mosar Ketores, even though it's Kedusha Zaguf. This Palgu, that we have the following Machlokas, that hosiru tumimim, you have remaining leftover animals that are tumim, and normally you cannot be poda tumim. So the halacha was that you used to always have six karbanos tumim always prepared in the base of Mingdash. Comes the end of the year, you have six leftover. There's six remaining, and then what do you do with the leftover six? So Shmuel Amar niftin tumimim, you can be poda them even though they're tumim.
You That's don't have to let them fall into
exactly.
mum.
Oh. Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, niftin kifsuli mekdashim. You have to wait for them to get a mum, and only then can you be poled it. But Shmuel says, no, even tamim you can be poled it, because it's Mosar, it's leftover. So to Mosar Ketores, you could be poled it, even though it's Kedusha Zaguf. So what do you do now? The Gemara says, hosiru si'irim. Let's say you have leftover goats from the tzibur of the chatas. What are you supposed to do with that? So al daita the Shmuel, Im ola niftes, if it's an ola, so then.
Im ola niftes lo kol sheken chatat.
Right. So ola, which the whole thing goes to the gavoa, which has more kedusha to it. You could be poted in the ola, the carbon tumid in ola. So certainly a carbon chatas, which is a part of it, goes to the kohanim, which does not have as much kedusha. Certainly that you could be poted as well. I'll die to the Biyochanan. What's he going to say? Amar Rabbi Zira, Yiru. That too, you have to let it graze in the field until it gets a mum. And when it gets a mum, you can be podet. And then let's try to finish this Amar. We fell up a little bit behind. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Beir of Yitzchak, Umekaitin Behenes Mizbech. So what do you do with the remaining
extras,
funds?
Extras.
Exactly. Keep the Mizbech active. So the Gemara asks, Kashya, Vikashya, Yish Chata Shekreva Ola? How do you have ever a case where a Chata could turn into an Ola? It doesn't make sense. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Shaniahi, this different, that's how Karbonos Tzibur is different than Karbonos Yachid. Shein Karbonos Tzibur Nikbon El Bizman Bizshchita. Doesn't have a, even though I set it aside, it's not an Ola yet until I actually shecht it. So although it was, or Chatas, even though it was a Chatas, I had it for Chatas, it never had a Shem Chatas until I shecht it. So therefore, it's not a problem for me to be poed to this leftover goat. Use the money to buy an Ola. And Amar Rabbi Chiya, Tanai Basin Hu Alamosa Shekru Olos, he gives a different answer. No, when you, any hekdesh, anything that takes place, Basin made this stipulation that any leftovers goes to become Olos. Even though normally, let's say,
It doesn't sound like you buy Olot with their money, you pode them. It sounds like you can actually, if it's a, it's a Korban Chatat of the Tzibur, it doesn't become officially Korban Chatat till you slaughter it. So you could actually slaughter it thinking it's going to be for Ola, and then you could put them up as a Ola.
Right, because when you,
that's
when
what
you,
it sounds like.
Right, that's what it is, because when they used to do the Korban just to keep the Beis HaMikdash busy, it was
it's Ola. Right.
So they took the animals and they were. What case would be a Chatat Tzibur?